Hey, it's Tony Bruschi from Real Ghost Stories Online. And during the month of October, we are giving away one heck of a prize, a $300 Amazon gift card. If you want a chance at winning it, all you got to do is give us a review on Apple Podcasts. Then shoot me a screenshot of it by emailing contest@realghoststoriesonline.com. Again, very simple. Leave Real Ghost Stories Online a review on Apple Podcasts. Then send me the screenshot to contest@realghoststoriesonline.com. On Halloween, we'll pick our winner and notify him via email. A $300 Amazon gift card. You can buy all sorts of spooky Halloween stuff on close-up by the time Halloween comes around, or use it for Christmas. Leave that review now and then send me the screenshot, contest@realghoststoriesonline.com. Good luck.
This is Real Ghost Stories Online, 31 days of Halloween. An extra ghost story a day to keep the spirits at bay.
Hey, Tony, this is Julie. I'm an EPP member. And I just wanted to let you guys know about some things that have happened to me in my life. It started off when I was 8 years old. I was sitting at my table, like one of the little tables they had for children back in the 70s. It was a Raggedy Ann table, and it was red and white. And I was sitting there writing my grandmother, who was in the hospital, and at 8 years old, you don't really realize what's going on and, you know, why she's in the hospital. But I know I used to visit her every weekend. She was my mother's mother. And my mother had passed away when I was 14 months old, so I never really knew her. But I remember Grandma, and she was a Swedish lady. She didn't know English very well. But I was sitting there writing her a letter, and for some reason, an eight-year-old, I don't know why, this was such a morbid thought, but I thought, you know, wouldn't it be weird if my dad came home and told me Grandma had passed away? Well, lo and behold, my dad comes home, and he tells me Grandma had passed away. So it was just some kind of weird sense that I had, so... Okay, moving ahead, and I was 27 at the time, and my brother and I have two brothers, and they are 13 and 14 years older than I am, and he was the youngest of the two. His name was Brett, and he and I were very, 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 very close. Well, he never quite really got over my mother's death, and he kind of drank himself to death, and he, the situation is that he was basically on his deathbed, and they didn't give him much time. He had fallen down and hit his head, and they had an operation on him to remove a blood clot, and the doctor didn't give him much time. It was probably a week, he said, that he had. Well, I was also 9 months pregnant, and I remember this quite clearly. I worked second shift. I've always worked second shift in my life, which is a shift from 3 o'clock in the afternoon to 11 o'clock at night. And it was around 1 o'clock, and I was taking a shower, getting ready for bed. And I felt something touch me in the shower. And then all of a sudden, in my head, I had a sense of my brother, and it was like he was saying goodbye to me. And then, of course, the next morning, I get the call from my father, who told me Brett had passed away. And I asked him, I said, well, did the doctor tell you what time it was he passed away? And he said, yes, it was around 1 o'clock in the morning. So, you know, that goes for family. And I never really thought of myself as a sensitive or anything like that, but I guess I kind of am, in the sense that I've had ghost stories too, but I'll tell those at a later date. And tell me, you're going to find this last part interesting. This happened about 2 weeks ago, and I woke up around 4 o'clock in the morning, panicking, and I had a sense that, you know, my best friend, I just felt like something was wrong, and I was worried about her. And I thought, oh no, you know, I was worried that she was alive, and I stayed up for a few hours. I tried to get in touch with her on Facebook. I tried texting her because normally she is awake. And I also tried all morning long to get a hold of her, up until around 10 o'clock in the morning. Finally got a hold of her. She's okay. Well, I made arrangements with her to go off with her, so she was going to come and pick me up in 20 minutes. Well, I was sitting outside on the back porch smoking a cigarette, and another friend of mine calls up, and she's crying, and she's all upset, and she's like, you know, I wanted you to hear this before you saw it on Facebook or read it in a text or anything like that. She's like, you deserve to hear about this. And another friend of mine that I basically grew up with, he was like my brother. We knew each other from teenagers, and we met when we were 16, and I'm now 48. And he and I were also very, very close. And he had passed away. He had had a heart attack. And I asked her, I said, do you know what time it was he passed away? And she said, I'm not quite sure. You might want to call his aunt. Well, I did finally get a hold of his aunt, and I went over there and I talked to her. And she said she wasn't quite sure, but she thinks it was around 4 o'clock in the morning. The medical examiner said it was early in the morning when he had passed away.
Real Ghost Stories Online, 31 days of Halloween. An extra story a day to keep the spirits at bay. For commercial-free ghost stories, the world's largest audio archive of ghost stories, and exclusive bonus episodes of Real Ghost Stories Online, become an extra podcast person, an EPP, now at ghostpodcast.com or patreon.com/realghoststories.